Good morning. We're back on Inside the Huddle. Our guest this morning on the second half of the show is Laura Harrison. She's the athletic trainer at Clint Prairie High School. Has been there for a long time. Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Hey, we're putting together the show this week and talking about different things we wanted to do. And you've been, you know, at Clint Prairie for a long time, and not only when you were at Clint Prairie, there was a lot of years in there. I think you were at a lot of different schools while you were at Clint Prairie, but I think you're the school nurse now. And can you tell our listeners just a little bit about, you know, what the athletic trainer at Clint Prairie is all about?
Well, you know, as an athletic trainer, it's quite extensive as far as the training in college and stuff. And it oftentimes the athletic trainer is confused with like a personal trainer or somebody who teaches you how to, you know, throw a baseball or bat. The athletic trainer, right now they require a master's degree at the college level. Which is what you see on the sidelines of that NFL football game. They're athletic trainers. I'm there for most all the practices at the high school level. That kind of carries over a little bit to the junior high as well, and even elementary, because kind of concurrently I cover all their events. In fact, after this interview, I'm heading to Weibo for a girls' basketball game. Basically, my job is, you know, I'm there to hopefully prevent something, you know, an injury or something. You know, if an injury does occur or something occurs, you know, I assess it, treatment, and then do, you know, hopefully adequate rehab or whatever we need to do to get them back playing healthy and ready to go as soon as possible.
Can you talk a little bit about what the IHSA requires for high school athletic events as far as, you know, having personnel on scene or at the event to make sure we're taking care of these athletes? And then maybe you might add to what Clinton Prairie is trying to do out there as far as taking care of all their sport athletes.
Yeah, I don't know if they've actually come out with a statement saying you must do this, okay? Because you know that for a fact, because you'll go to places and they don't have athletic trainers and they don't have, you know, like we have at football games and even in our varsity boys games, basketball, you know, we have our local EMS available if needed. You go to other places, and a lot of times you don't always see that. So I don't know if there's an actual statement that. With us at Prairie, we're pretty good at having those things. Like I said, I'm there at those events, and then we have our local EMS, like at a football game. So if something happens, they're there. We have it taken care of. I think it's not progressed to the point where you have to have specifics. They recommend. They totally recommend, but it's not. And I might be wrong, but I don't think it's mandatory in any way. So,
Laura, there's a lot of us who are sports junkies, but man, you have to be one on the top of the hill, being the fact that you have to attend all of the practices from varsity to JV to middle school. How does that affect your schedule and in life in general?
You know, people ask me that because I'm the school nurse here as well, so I'm here during the day. I look at it from a standpoint, think about a coach. I mean, how many coaches we have here that are teachers, and when they get out of the classroom, they head straight to the gym, you know? And I have always loved sports, and growing up, I was an athlete, and I just kind of get into it. I really like it. I can't call it a job. It's just something I love to do. And, you know, I love to be involved in it. And, you know, there's a couple times, you know, that I might make a comment when I'm sitting on the bench about a bad call or something. I'm like, oops, they're set up.
Well, we all do that.
Exactly. Well, Laura, I can tell you this, as being a coach out of Clinton Prairie, and like this week, you know, I coached the sixth grade girls, and had a jammed finger the other night, and it's easy to say, hey, Laura's right down the hallway, go see her, and you send them all back bandaged up, or had a cut finger, and you come back with a bandage. So as a coach, and you keep going in practice and have that availability at Clinton Prairie, I don't think people understand, you know what that's like.
Yeah, I'd rather have them and say, hey, this is what we need to do. Don't worry about it. This is why I think it's a jammed finger and not a broken finger, and this is what we're going to do, versus them being all upset, and especially the younger kids, you know. And you start them out younger, and they realize who I am and what I can give them. And I think that helps as they grow up, you know. And I'm glad I'm available.
And with that, with athletes that went through Clinton Prairie, you also follow up with the parents, especially if it's some kind of injury that's maybe a concussion in football that you have to deal with, or if it's some kind of sprain or strain, or in the athletic for other sports, you follow up with the parents and email, and there's some paperwork and goes involved with that, so everybody is on the same page.
Right, and everybody has my number. Everybody. I mean, I'll get texts going, when are you coming today? You know, I'm like, okay, I'm on the way, or, you know. I have no problem with that. That's, contact me, you know, and I'm always available. But, yes, it's, the communication there. Sometimes I'm like, well, I guess I could have communicated a little bit better. But yes, I'm available, and I do my best to keep that communication line open. Yeah.
Laura, there's a lot of schools that participate in sports when they come to Clinton Prairie. If the visiting team has an injury, is that something that you look after also?
Oh, most definitely. I treat anybody the same. I mean, they may not be my athlete here at Prairie, but I'm going to treat them the same. I remember last year I had a kid, a girls basketball player from Sheridan, hit her chin on the floor, and I mean, sliced it right open. And I said, you got two options. I said, I could stereo strip this, you can finish your game. It's a big conference game for him, right? I said, or you go get a couple stitches. And mom's like, can you stereo strip? I'm like, sure, I do a fairly decent job. So I did. She finished the game. I'd say about 3-4 weeks later, when we played their boys team, she came up to me because she was here. She came up to me and showed her chin. She never went to the ER. It healed really nice and just thanked me up and down. And that's the whole thing. You're taking care of everybody. It isn't just your athletes. People who know me know that I don't want to say I'm rigid, but I can kind of be rigid in certain things because I just don't like, poor professionalism, if that makes sense. So if something happens and my kids are somewhere else and they don't get what I think they should, it irritates the crap out of me, to be honest.
And Laura, can you talk a little bit about, not only there's nights that you might be away, I mean, like this afternoon, I don't know what the schedule is at Prairie, but you mentioned earlier going to Western Boone for a varsity girls game, but there might be athletics going on at Prairie. And like what happened in the NFL game the other night, where immediate care was rendered on the field by having an AED, people knowing how to do CPR. And can you talk a little bit about, the importance of that, of taking care of athletes and when things happen? It may even be a fan in the stands. And I've seen that before at Clinton Prairie where, somebody's fell ill or something like that, and you have people there to take care of. And it's just not Clinton Prairie. I think all the community schools here in Clinton County are doing those kinds of things.
Right, exactly. As an athlete trainer, if you have you have to prioritize, that's important. If I had a junior high tournament today, okay, I would be here. I would not travel with my girls because they have an athletic trainer there at WEBO. And if something happens, they'll be taken care of. But I do it because I can. I don't have anything here, and I like to support my teams. So you have to prioritize when it comes to things like that. Like football, if I have events inside, if I have volleyball inside, I'm always going to be at football. I'm going to be at junior high football if there's a varsity girls volleyball game going on, because football, it's more important from a standpoint of injury, and more things could happen. You need to be there. So that's how you prioritize that. We have AEDs everywhere. We've been trained. Our coaches have. You know, it's required that they go through CPR. It's required that they have those that kind of training. So the availability to handle something to the best of your ability, you know, like something that happened the other night on football, it's here, and I would say it's everywhere as far as athletics goes, other schools too, because that is a priority as far as the IHSA. These coaches have to take certain online classes or you know, like I said, be CPR certified. It's a requirement. So to cover that stuff.
Coach, you could be a really good weapon when you're playing a team of a rivalry. I'm going to tell you, this is where my mind's going at. And that is, so you've got a visiting team and their best player is kind of down and out a little bit, and you're grabbing them and going, come on to my office, we're going to take care of this. And then you just kind of milk it. I think that's a good thing to have, don't you think?
Yeah, but I know Laura's also the same way for the Gophers, because I've had some hard conversations with my kids before, you know. So she's like, they're done for the night. And, you know, Dad's like, no, we're not done. But Laura does a great job.
Yeah, my goal is to get them back. I do not like to pull them for just, oh, yeah, you don't play. You know, you're out for two. I don't do that. My goal is to get them back, and if it's that same night, I will get them back. And I just kind of have that same mindset for every athlete I run across. There's been a few times through the years where I have had that situation there. And I remember that with Carson Barrett in our game with Central Catholic basketball, and got him back. But that's just who I am. So, but yeah.
Well, Laura, you play a very, very important role. I know that the Clinton Prairie School and their athletes are they should be very blessed to have a person like you that is looking after them, and we appreciate you calling in and talking to us this morning.
No problem. I'm glad I could do it. I'm glad I'm heading off to Weibo now.
Well, enjoy yourself today. We've been speaking with Laura Harrison, the athletic trainer of the Clinton Prairie Gophers. We have Coach Corey Dunn up next. Stay tuned. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.